Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbox. A listener writes, Dear Don and Yayo, I've had a problem with cavities all my life, so I'm wondering if there are any new dental techniques or discoveries that can help me prevent tooth decay.
Good question. The answer is that the best way to prevent cavities is regular flossing and brushing, and regular trips to the dentist.
Right. But dental researchers do have investigations in the works that could usher in a new era of treating and preventing cavities. For example, scientists at Oregon State have identified the gene that controls how our bodies grow tooth enamel, the super hard coating that gives our teeth their strength and chewing power. It's a cool discovery because it could lead to techniques that allow dentists to repair damaged enamel and maybe even regrow damaged teeth.
Right, but let's give a little context, Don. The researchers studied the gene called CTIP2 by turning it off in embryonic mice. They found that the developing mouse embryo's teeth lacked enamel, so the gene is necessary for producing enamel.
The important thing is that knowing the genetic basis of tooth enamel could lead to new dental treatments. For example, most cavities are due to holes in enamel that allow decay to happen. So scientists could one day be able to use teeth stem cells to grow new enamel. This could be especially useful for people whose enamel has been worn away due to diet or other factors.
Stem cell enamel replacement is a long way off, but discovering an enamel gene is a pretty good first step in that direction.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Edwin Parks in dentistry. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.